ောက်မှုရှိတယ်တဲ့အဲ့လို relax လုပ်ပြီးတော့အထောက်အကူဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဟိုပုံတော့တဘာဝနဲ့ဘယ်လိုပဲတီထွေးမှုရှိတယ်လို့ပဲဟိုဘဝနဲ့ပုံတော့ရင်းနှီးတယ်လို့ပဲဟိုအရင်တော့ဆိုရင်တတ်တတ်ကြီးဖြစ်နေဘဝတစ်ခုအထောက်တာတစ်ခုနောက်တော့ဟိုတင်းတင်းမွေ့မွေ့စိတ်ကကျူးစားတာကိုလည်းပုံမြင်လာတယ်အဲ့တော့ဘာစိတ်ဝင်စားလဲဆိုတော့ဥစဉ်ဒီလိုတင်တာဆရာဒီလိုပဲပြလို့လားမဟုတ်ဥစဉ်ကိုတိုင်းတော့ခေါဟာကိုတိလာလို့လားဘယ်လိုလဲတဲ့ဘာဆိုတော့သူပုံမှန်ဆိုရင်တခြားလူတင်လာလို့မတူကအပူရော
နခုလုံးပါနခုလုံးပါ
တူတော့ဘူးသူစစ်ချက်ရတယ
်ဘယ်မော်ဖင်စော
အထုလို့တူလို့လိုပါပဲအေးတမအေးစေးစေးနေတော့အထု
This is when he began practice as a child in his teenage years he practiced just like all of you he said he would go to the monastery to do a retreat
အဲ့ဒီယူဆဆရာသမားအယူဆပြောပြတာလည်းပါအယူဆမှန်ကိုပြောပြတာလည်းပါငယ်ငယ်လေးကအယူဆမှန်မှကြားလာတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တကယ်နားလေတာဘဝထဲမှာအထုတဲ့အချိန်အ
ဲ့အယူဆရ
ပြောလို့ဖြစ်အောင်မလုပ်နဲ့လို့ဒီသဘောထားလေးပေါ့ယူဆဆရာသမားကြီးအယူဆမှန်မှန်ရတယ်ပေါ့တစ်ချက်နော်နောက်ဘဝထဲမှာတကင်အားထုတ်ဖြစ်တာ
This is so there's two things one is he says even when he was young and practicing meditation his teacher did speak to him about some of the things he says to you know like
information right information is also city yeah
so he did get a lot of right information like from the very beginning of his practice but when he actually truly understood the depth of those words was when he started trying to practice continuously in daily life by himself at home while he was doing his work
ဒီကမှာအထုံးကညင်နာများတယ်သဘောပေါက်တာနည်း
when he was practicing like when he would go to the monastery for retreat he says it would bring a lot
ဖြစ်တော့ဖြစ်တယ်ညာဖြစ်တော့ဖြစ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဘဝထဲမှာတကယ်လွတ်လွတ်ရတဲ့ခါကျတော့ညာလောကမတုံးလို့မရတော့
He says he wouldn't get insights some insights get on the tree but when he would go home and really be doing his business and all sometimes he couldn't use that wisdom he couldn't apply it
နောက်ကစိတ်ကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားတာရအထုတဲ့စိတ်ကိုညာဖြစ်တာအဓိကပဲညာပါလာလို့ဘယ်မှာနေဘယ်မှာလဲဆိုတော့ခုခွက်ချင်းချက်တည်လာ
He says as he practiced at home he is all interested in the mind and also the insights that came over the years helped him to really see the difference between what he had been doing wrong and what was being done right
အဓိကအိမ်ကိလေသာနဲ့အာထုတ်တာပုံနားလေတာကိလေသာအကိလေသာမပါဘဲနဲ့အာထုတ်မှတဘာဝအတိုင်းဖြစ်မယ်ဆိုတော့ဒါပုံမြင်လာထုံးမှုလေဟိုဘဝထဲမှာဘယ်လိုထည့်ရလဲဆိုတော့ကိုယ့်အကူအများကြီးတုံးပြီးတော့အထုံးရ
This is so in a sense he had to find his own answers to how to practice in real life and
yeah အများကြီးတုံးရ
and he had to really use his brain so to speak like really think about how he could effectively put all he had learned into you know into practical use in life how to
်ဆရာသမားနဲ့ discuss လုပ်တာ
and did go to talk to his teacher every now and again
I work at a mental health clinic and there's a lot of pressure great deal of pressure to see a lot of patients to write notes to return phone calls a tremendous sense of pressureIt's hard to remain calm, and it's hard to remember to be mindful. I go to work with the intention of being mindful, but then I get caught up in all the things that need to be done, and I just don't remember. Any suggestions about how to bring the practice more to work in that kind of atmosphere?
Does the yoga say, say come on, no, look.
Oh.
The need.နာရီလည်းအများကြီးတွေ့ရတယ်နောက်တော့ဖုန်းတွေကင်ရတယ်နောက်တော့ဖုန်းတွေပြန်ခေါ်ပေးရတယ်ဖြေပေးရတယ်အဲ့တော့ pressure အများများတယ်ဗျတနေ့ချင်းနေ့သူ့ကိုယ်သူသတိပေးတယ်ဗျသတိထားပြီးနေမယ်သတိထားဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုရောက်ပြီဆိုရင်လည်းသူက pressure တွေကများတော့မြင့်ပေသွားတယ်ဗျတကယ်လို့ကိုယ်ဆိုရင်လုပ်တယ်အများကြီးဘယ်လို
အမကကဘယ်ဟာအရေးကြီးတယ်ဘယ်ဟာအရေးမကြီးလို့ဆိုကိုကဘုံကိုသိချင်ချာမကွဲနိုင်ဘူး
The reason this happens is because the mind, in this case your mind, the mind, hasn't for itself really defined for itself what it considers to be truly important to itself and what is secondary.
Pressure, what do you think about it? The pressure, what do you think about it? What do you think about it?
This is your mind is important.
So what sort of mind do you want
to deal with all these work matters?
Now, kua lu tua la tua, yi ji de tin tua, sik ka akon pe lai. Now, yi ji de lu tin tua lo la de.
So when we think something we have to do externally is very important, he says, is very important. He says, what that does is that it makes us hurry. It gives a sense of hurry to us, like this is very important. So we have a sense of, you know, this, what do you call it, eagerness or, you know, an outward focus.Very strong. He says, and then of course you lose awareness of yourself. You lose sight of yourself because that is more important. He says, is the work so important or is it worth making your mind that pressurized?
Oh, I don't know.ကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုကြည့်ကြည့်ပြီးတော့ခြေနေနဲ့ just လောက်ရအောင
် so we have to think about these things he said and thinking of these things helps us to adjust our attitude or our the stance we're going to take in that moment
ဘာလို့အဲ့လိုစဉ်းစားတတ်လာလဲဆိုစိတ်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းကြည့်နေတော့စိတ်ကိုတဘာဝလေ့လာတာလို့မတန်ဘူးလို့သိလာ
เป
็นมันเซียนบ่าหลุมันบ
่
ติลาเราสึกก็ชุบเนี่ยเซียนอ่ะเซียนเนี่ยได้ๆๆติลาดูซึ้งซะอยู่อ่ะ
This is when the mind sees for itself like recognizes gets in touch with how often how much it is tired with the things it doesn't like and upset with the things it doesn't like when it actually sees it like eye to eye kind of thing so there's thisof it constantly he says the mind for itself starts to say what's not working then it starts thinking what should I do
and now we think အာထုတတ်အောင်ရင်အာထုတတ်တာရင်ရဖို့အရင်ကြီးဟိုရဇက်ကတည်းရင်ကြီးလုံးတတ်ဖို့အရင်လေ့လာအောင်
That's why he says you know for him what's important is knowing how to do the practice which is an investigation in itself so the results of the practice like oh I'll be calm or something he says that doesn't matter he says it's how do I practice now learning that is the investigation that he thinks is more important
အဲ့တော့ပထမအရေးကြီးတာကိုကုကုအရင်သိနေဖို့ပထမအဆင့်တတိယအရင်ရှိကိုနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ကတ်နေဖို့အဲ့ဟာအရင်ကြည့် remind ပြီးကိုစိတ်နဲ့ကိုအရင်ကတ်လာပြီဆိုရင်ညာကတော့သူတက်လာလိမ့်ညာရှိပြီးတော့လူတိုင်းမှာညာရှိပြီးတော့တတိယနဲ့ကိုနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ကတ်လာရင် तू အတိတဲ့ information data တွေများလာရင်တုံးတော့
So the number one important thing he says is to get the mind in touch with the body and itself the mind in touch with the body and the mind more and more which is for him he says you achieve by reminding yourself very often about yourself during the day remembering yourself more and more often during the day he says when this becomes more and more constant he said because every moment of awareness is a gathering of data right? it's just discrete pieces of information discrete pieces of data and he says when all this data starts to accumulate he says the mind he says all of us I tell you the mind starts to figure out its data
to use it.
have you all heard this thing about data information knowledge
of wisdom to lu ma ti de a tit de
shi de tap yo yeah when we
information technology
yeah when we went to New York Insight for a day long there was this lady who came to the day long retreat and she asked him this question and then she said she works in the field of information and they think of information as a hierarchy and for them it's data after which when a lot of data is collected it becomes information she says for example if you have data about the weather every day after a while you have information about weather like how it's trending and then if you have different kinds of information so information is like a lot of data put together if you have different information streams and you put all the different information together you have knowledge like you know how
to data su de chain ya awareness a lo lo nyan mla le
so when we practice meditation when we're just being aware it's just like collecting data it all doesn't make sense on its own yet it's just discrete data and but when you collect a lot it starts to develop a pattern you know I mean the mind starts to see a pattern in all the data and that becomes information for the mind and when the mind has a lot of different kinds of information like it sees data about the body becoming information about the body data about the mind becoming information about the mind and then you start to see the interaction of these data how when the mind is like this the body is like that or the body is like this the mind is when you use energy like this this is the result and all this sort of thing he says then it becomes knowledge when you have different information coming together making more sense that's called knowledge and then the lady said the top is wisdom when you can use that knowledge for a beneficial purpose so you can now manipulate it in a sense you can use it in a skillful way that's called wisdom so he likes that model
and the process the kulo ma ko ho nyan ni alot lut twa da nyin ya da
so in this process he says for him he sees very clearly how intelligence works in all the different levels of it
so ko khana ne ko sei chang ko toro information ya pi ko sei ko toro ti la bi so a pyin sat sa mu ne belo sat sa mu chi da ni sat lit la ya
he says so first we gather a lot of data about this mind and this body and you know get a lot of information about this mind and this body and then he says we have to go further how does this mind and this body start relate how does this mind and body relate to other minds and bodies
any situation for လူတွေနဲ့
ဆက်ဆံတာ for people
ရမ်းလောကနဲ့ဆက်ဆံတာဒွားရ6ခုပဲရှိတယ်
this is actually in connecting
ငါ6ခုမှာဖြစ်နေစိတ်ကဘယ်လိုတုံ့ပြန်
And in all these sense stories he said every time there's a contact call is the mind
yeah အဲ့တော့ဦးဇင်းကဘယ်လိုသဘောပေါက်လာလဲဆိုတော့ဟိုနားလည်အောင်ကြည့်တယ်အဆင်ဖြစ်သွားငြိမ်အောင်လုပ်တဲ့အဆင်ကတတ်တတ်ဟိုတမထကငြိမ်အောင်လုပ်ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ငြိမ်လာပြီဆိုရင်ထပ်သဘောပေါက်အောင်လိလာရအောင်
So he's trying to get people to a state where they're investigating what is happening, like finding out how all this knowledge works and then, you know, to use it. He says just calming the mind is only samatha, like a tranquility practice. But having calmed the mind, he said you have to go further, use that state of mind to investigate further.
That's how Udian Yogi Ryu said, Thai Jin Yen Shao Chin, Lato De Si Chin Duang.เออกูว่าไทนานะชอบนานะเดลิอติบิเนี่ยตุล่ะ
He often says to the yogi that the state of your mind whether you are sitting or walking or doing daily activities has to be the same. He says do you feel that way when you're walking about and doing your taking your shower and all is your mind in the same state as if you were sitting or walking?
I'm not sure whether Sayadaw is saying
အထုတ်လာပြီဆိုသူတိလာတယ်။ထိုင်ခြင်းမှာဘယ်လောက်အားတွေထည့်လဲ။လမ်းလျှောက်တဲ့ချိန်မှာဘယ်လောက်အားထည့်လဲ။သူကတနေ့ဖြည်းဖြည်း just လောက်လိုင်းနဲ့သူ balance ပြီးတက်လာတယ်။
He says especially when someone practices the whole day, he says you will start to notice how much energy you use in the sitting postures, how much energy you tend to use in the walking postures, and he says then you slowly learn to adjust to balance.
ီး live မှာဦးစင်အားထုတ်တာထိုင်ချိန်မရှိဘူ
း
ထိုင်ချိန်က10မိနစ်15မိနစ်လောက်ပဲအချိန်ပြည့်မရဘူ
း when he practicing daily life you know with his business he didn't have time to do a sitting meditation at most he would do 10 15 minutes but he'd do it when away
ရတယ်တော့ပဲ9မိနစ်ရတယ်9မိနစ်လောက်ထိုင်ငင်ငင်လေးနေတဲ့ဘူးစံ
he considered any time that he was sitting quietly time for formal meditation so he had 5 minutes in the coffee shop he'd do that if he had 2 minutes in the toilet he'd do that sitting in the shop
အရေးကြီးတာပိုဆက်ဒီကမှာစိတ်ကဘယ်လိုလောက်အောင်လဲစိတ်ကဘာဖြစ်လို့မငြိမ်လဲအရင်တိလာအဲ့ငြိမ်တော့ဘယ်လိုထိရလဲ
so this is the posture really doesn't matter at all the posture is not important it's really important to see how is the mind why is it not for example why is it not calm or why is it not peaceful and if you know why it's not peaceful then you can find out how it can be peaceful
စိတ်ကငြိမ်နေပြီငြိမ်နေတဲ့ဟာဘယ်လိုဆက်ထိုင်မလဲတမာရီရအောင်လို့လုပ်တတ်တယ်ရုပ်တွေထိုင်ရရတမာရီရနည်းနည်းငြိမ်လာကံကဲဘယ်လိုထိုင်လဲ
This is we all know how to sort of get a little samadhi we sit you know watch something and sort of get some calmness this is but how do you keep that going
အဲ့တော့တမာရီဘာကြောင့်ဖြစ်လဲလို့သိတယ်ထိုင်လို့ရ
တယ် We understand what the conditions are for samadhi he says we all know how to feel that condition
ပြောတယ်တမာနီဖြစ်တာ attitude မှန်တာရဲ့ continue awareness ကတမာနီဖြစ်ကြောင်းထိုင်တာနဲ့ဆိုင
် and he's often mentioned that the proximate causes for samadhi are the right attitude and continuity of awareness it has nothing to do with what posture you're in or what you're doing
เကြောက်ဘူးလေ
တော့မကြောက်ဘူး तू อ่ะ chronic ဆိုရင် तू อ่ะနာရာဘယ်တော့မှမတက်တာ तू အမြဲနာနေတယ်လို့ဘာဆို तू joy ရောဘာအယူတွေပါဖြစ်လာလဲပြောင်းလဲမရှိလို့အမြဲနာနေတော့အဲ့တော့ तू อ่ะ by information လို့ဘယ်လိုလုပ်တော့ထားမှာဟာ
အဲ့တော့နာရာကိုအရင်ဆုံးဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲ
This is so first how should you view pain?
စဉ်းစားရင်ဘယ်လိုဥသိရတော့ဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုတော့နာတာ ਉਹ သူ့တဘာဝလို့ရှင်စဉ်းစားလူတိုင်းမှာနာတာမရှိဘူ
း This is so his perspective is like from what point of view you should view pain is that pain is nature because everyone can experience pain so pain is a universal quality
သူ personally နဲ့ nature လို့ယူတယ
် so the pain
ကြောရွာနာတယ်ဆိုရင်နာတာအများနဲ့ရှိတာပြောင်းနေတယ်မလားနာတဲ့ခါရှိမယ်မနာတဲ့ခါရှိဟုတ်ပြီနော
် When you say you have chronic back pain is it there all the time he says or do you sometimes find you know sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not although it may be mostly there
mostly there
but not all the time
okay အဲ့တော့ pain ပျောက်သွားတော့အဲ့ကြောရွာပျောက်သွားတာ
and when the painIt's not there. The spine doesn't disappear with the pain, does it? So the pain is not the spine. Yeah? And to try to see that pain is just a quality that has its own nature.
Now, to go up. I have pain, I do. I use that. I go never say, I'm going to go to the pain. I'm going to go to the pain.
So once you've got this perspective clear, he says, then you want to see. So when there is pain, and you've remembered that pain is just nature and it's, you know, not personal,
unpleasant ရှိလိမ့်မယ်အချင်း body မှာ pain ဆိုရင်စိတ်မှာ unpleasant feeling ရှိမယ
် and it will suddenly feel unpleasant
in the mind I feeling ကိုအရင်သူ့ဦးစားပေးကြည့် pain ကိုဒါမှမဟုတ်ခွာကြည့်နေကြည့် site မကြည့်နှစ်ခုလုံးတိနော် feeling ရော pain ရောတိ unpleasant feeling to intensity shi ato yo shi
and this unpleasant feeling this unpleasant mental feeling of reacting to the pain is that that has an intensity that increases and decreases
kwela pain ne sait tha ma khan sa ni ya da ne naku kwela
this is can you see the difference even say now between the physical pain and the mind's reaction to the pain yes
okay as in we are seeing both usa be ji
so the emphasis should be more on the mental reaction than the physical
now we go ba phi lo ji
and remind yourself of one thing why you are paying attention to the mental reaction
ya on ji da mo ti chin lo ji
it's not to be free of the pain it's to understand the nature of
စိတ်ကတုံ့ပြန်တဲ့ intensity ပြောင်းသွားရင်နားတဲ့ပုံမှာနားတဲ့ဟောက်ဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲ
Then you will notice when the intensity of the reaction in the mind changes you will start to see how at different intensities of reaction the mind's perception of the pain is different because of the difference in the intensity of the reaction
unpleasant feeling ချုပ်လို့တောက်လျှောက်ကြည့်နေတဲ့ခါကျရင်တခါတလေညံပေါ်ရင်ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ညံမပေါ်လို့ตื่นตาชอบจีนี่ไอ้ฟีลลิ่งอ่ะย่อล่ะเนา
ะ when you watch a mental reaction continuously he says sometimes whether because you understand something or because some samadhi develops you know sometimes that reaction in the mind subsides completely the mind doesn't react
เนี่ยล่ะไอ้ฉิ่งเนี่ยน่าเราบ่รู้เนี่ย
but the pain is not gone the mind is stopped reacting and then you can see
တော်လာရှိတဲ့ချိန်မှာဒီအာယုံဘလို့ဘလို့မြင်လဲတော်လာမရှိတဲ့ချိန်မှာဒီအာယုံဘလို့မြင
် And you can see the difference you can compare it to how the mind is perceiving pain when it's actually reacting and feeling aversion or resistance to pain
အဲ့ဒါကိုကြားရမှာနားလဲစဲတဘောပေါက်စဲအများကြီးရှိတယ
် And while you just investigate this he says the mind might understand many other things while it's investigating
စိတ်ကဒေါသမရှိတော့ဘူးစိတ်ကသူ့ကိုမခံစားဟိုဒေါသနဲ့မခံစားတော့ဘူးဆိုပိန်ကိုသူကအမြင်တစ်မျိုးပြောင်းသွားသူ object တခုလိုဖြစ်ပိန်လို့အဓိပ္ပာယ်ပျောက်တယ်ဖြစ
် when the mind has no more reaction to the pain Jesus you will see that suddenly it loses you know the meaning pain is lost from the mind it just ceases
object
as another object
something စိတ်ဘက်မှာ neutral ဖြစ်ရင်ဒီ object က neutral ဖြစ်လာ
when the mind is neutral every object that it observes is seen as neutral
အချိန်မှာဒီအာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝကိုသဘောပေါက်တယ
် that's when you can truly understand the nature of the object
အဲ့တော့စိတ်ကမှာ unpleasant ဖြစ်နေတောင်းခဲနေဟိုဘောဟိုဘောလည်း gross ဖြစ
် when the mind is feeling tension resistance this is then that the object feels like a difficult object
အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ရဒီလိုတုံ့ပြန်တဲ့တဘာဝကိုတကယ်နားလည်သွားရင်ဘဝထဲမှာလည်းဒီလိုစိတ်any situation နဲ့ကြုံတယ်စိတ်ကအဲ့တုံ့ပြန်လာနားလေလာဘာလို့တုံ့
and he says then this becomes like a representation of the rest of life the way our minds react to other objects in life and you can see how this relationship you know repeats itself
principle of do well
the principle is
ကျွန်တော်နားလေအောင်လို့လေ့လာနေတာ
so the purpose of doing this investigation of the mental reaction and the mind's perception this is to understand
not င်တလောက်တော့ကြည့်မယ်နိုင်ကြည့်နိုင်တလောက်တော့ကြည့်မယ်ရရင်တက်တာပြင်ပြင်ပေးရတယ
် And he says and remember he says only do this investigation for as long as the mind like feels comfortable to go on investigating if you find that the back pain is getting so bad that you can't bear it or it becomes uncomfortable it's too agitated just make yourself comfortable again
I think ကိုအမှန်တိုင်းနဲ့သိရမယ်ပြင်းရဲ့တဘာဝလူရဲ့တဘာဝလက္ခဏာတဘောပေါက်နိုင်ပေါက်ပေါက်ပေါက်ရမယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်ရင်စိတ်ရဲ့တဘာဝကိုလည်းတဘောပေါက်စိတ်အတုံးပြမယ်စိတ်ကဒီအာယုံဘာဖြစ်လို့တုံးပ
ြ
ဘာကြောင့်တုံးပြဒါဒီပါအများကြီး emphasis လေးလုပ်ပါ
You can understand many things you know which includes the nature of the object or the nature of the mind that's reacting you know why it reacts how it reacts
like that. စိတ်က economy ဖြစ်လာတဲ့ခံကြံပိန်းကိုကြည့်ပိန်းကအမြင်နဲ့တောက်လျှောက်ဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ်ပြောင်းနေတူအဲ့ချိန်ချိန်ကလည်းမြင်လိုက်နေလာလိမ့်မယ
်
ဒေါတာမရှိတဲ့ချိန်မှဒီနေသားမျိုးတွေ့
When the mind is really autonomous he says then you know it can really see that pain is not always there you can see that it comes and goes and then it's sort of autonomous with when it's there
စိတ်ထဲမှာဒေါတာမရှိတဲ့အခါမှာဒီ pain ကတော့စုဝေးချင်တာ growth မဟုတ်ဘူးအများကြီးထုထားတယ်လို့ပြောင်းနေ
စိတ်ထဲမှာဒေါတာမရှိ
တဲ့ရဲ့ရေရှင်မရှိတဲ့အခါ economy ဖြစ်တဲ့အခါအာယုံက gross မဖြစ်တော့ဘူးပြောင်းနေတဘောတည်းရတဘောလေးတွေ nature အများကြီးစုထားတဲ့အစုအဝေးတဘောမျိုးမြင်လာတယ
် when there's no more reaction in the mind is also able to see that you know what felt like one experience of pain you know it sees into its nature where there's actually a lot of little things coming together to produce this experience
LG ကဲလို့စိတ်ပတ်မှာ economy ရှိတဲ့အခါကျရင်ဉာဏ်ပေါ်နေဒါကြီးပြောင်းနေတာတိနေနေမမြဲတာတိနေနေဒါလေးတွေဝင်လာမှာပေါ့
So when there's economy to at times like that you know different kinds of understanding can arise
Okay yeah ပျောက်သွားလို့ရေးမကြည့်ဘူးပျောက်အောင်ကြည့်တာပေါ့အဲ့ဒီရေးကြည့်တာကြည့်တဲ့ attitude ရေးကြည့်
စိတ်ကဘာသွားစဉ်းစားမိရသလားငါရှိငါ့ကိုဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ်ဖ ဖြစ်ဖြစ်တာဖြစ်နေတာပ
ဲအ
ဲ့လိုမျိုးစက်ကစဉ်းစားတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုကသူမြန်မြန်တက်တာတယ်မြန်မြန်တက်တာတယ်စိတ်ကအဲ့ဒါကြီးကိုမစွဲထားဘူးဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကပါဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ခဏခဏအဲ့လိုဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဘလောက်ဆူညံလဲဘလောက် violence ဆိုတာအရင်ကကြမ်းတမ်းတယ်အဲ့ကားရင်ငါးခုစလုံး
တိုက်တယ်
တိုက်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဘလောက်ကြမ်းတမ်းလဲဆိုအဲ့ကြမ်းတမ်းမှုပြန်ပြန်တတိယရတယ်ဟိုဒီတလုံးမှာအဲ့ဒါဖြစ်ပြီးတော့လူတွေကအကုန်လုံးအရန်တူပေါ့မကောင်းတယ်စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုသွားမှမှတ်မိဘူးအဲ့ဒါကိုသွားတတိခဏခ
ဏပြောတယ်ဟိုကတော့ကပြီးတ
ော့အဲ့ခဏခဏပေါ်လာကြာကြာတော့မနေဘူးတဲ
့
အားလုံးကဒီဒီလိုမျိုးအထုလာကောင်းတော့တဲ့ကြာကြာတော့မနေဘူးစိတ်ထဲမှာဒါပေမဲ့သူစဉ်းစားတယ်စိတ်ကဘယ်လိုလဲသူကသူဖြောဖြစ်တာသူကသူ entertain လုပ်တာပါဘ
ာကြောင့်အဲ့ချိန်မှာကိုကမရှိဘူးလားပြောတယ်ကွာနှလုံးသွင်းမှန်လို့တလောက်မခံရနှလုံးသွင်းတော့မှန်နော်နှလုံးသွင်းမှန်တယ်ဘူးဒါဖြစ်တာဖြစ်တာပဲငါဟုတ်ဖြစ်တဲ့ experience just experience ဘူးအဲ့လိုစဉ်းစားတော့မှန်သွားလို့တလောက်ရောက်တာမြင်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒေါ်လာရှိတယ်နည
်းန
ည်း shop ဝင်ဒေါ်လာရှိတယ်နော်ဒေါ်လာဆိုရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒေါ်လာ violent အာရုံပြုကြောက်တာဖြစ်တယ်ကြောက်တယ်ဒေါသဆိုတာကြောက်တာစိုးရိမ်တာ anxiety ဖြစ်တာအလုံးပါဒေါသ
တွေ kind of resistance like fear anxiety worry all that also comes under those so the mind has that sort of resistant reaction the moment when there's a lot of violence that's the sort of reaction the mind has and he says and because it was such a strong impact I mean it's good that you have that right thought he says that sort of mitigates the lasting effect of itBut there is still the anger, which is what brings that scene of violence back to the mind again.
To object, Dota she, the Dota object, violence, right? Dota ka ayo
biu. Because violence is the object of an angry mind, or the anger mind, I would say, not the
anger. Anger is object, to a negative, positive.
Because the object of anger or Dota is always a negative object.positive when seen from the eyes of the dosa mind. And that dosa mind remembers that
violence.
So that's what, that is the mind that is remembering the violence.
So there's a slight trauma that he's, there's this
every now and then
that
comes up.
And
that's what
he's saying. He's saying that he's saying.လိုလိုလိုလိုဖြစ်တယ်ဖြစ်နေတာခုနအဲကောင်းဆက်တွေအာရုံပြုတာများ
ဒီ is so and you know the dosa mind remembers all these concepts of what happened
အဲ့ချိန်မှာဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကတတိယကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုကိုကြည့်နေ reality အာရုံပြုတာများလဲဘိုင်းလဲဝင်ဘူးအာရုံပြုနေ
if at the time of the accident he says your mind had been constantly aware of yourself you know and all your reactions he saysfeeling no mind the outside events he says then you know now the mind would not remember so much of the outside events
nale
ha just explain that for the
left portion ya bar ai chain ma sik ka di ko ko sik the the ma ayon pyu da ko sik ko ayon pyu da mya ni di pyin ha di ayon ma pyu ni
would not have been paying so much attention to the violence of
anything accident ဖြစ်လို့တိတ်တော့မမှမြင်ပြမှာပါ
Yeah we last year to come to America on his way to the American embassy got into an accident and it was quite a strong
he's
got this scar on his head because of that and because somebody swerved in front of the car had to drive off and they banged into the back of the car and it hit a tree and he banged straight into the they don't wear seatbelts in Burma so he banged straight into the windscreen and he got this scar but he said you know when that happened his mind just didn't think of defending himself or anything he just was noticing things that were happening to him like how he flopped around like a puppet and banged into the windscreen twice and banged into the window and then sat back and you know he only noticed what happened to him and so like right after the accident and he had to be taken to a clinic to be given stitches and everything he was giving a dharma talk to his relative but because he says he doesn't remember so much what happened You just have to acknowledge it every time it arrives.
Don't know. Chance to kulu the ball time.
You take this thing that arises as an opportunity to observe the mind and do certain work.
Anxiety, worry, other people. That go look a feeling in the reaction in the chin only lane.
Because this is our work to investigate the feelings and the reactions and emotions we have. Every time we hear, see, have contact with any of the sense doors, how do we feel?
I don't know.
Whose practice has gained quite a lot of momentum, he says they will notice everything. Like whenever something happens, they will not only notice the thing that is noticed, yeah? The event, the experience of the object, they will also notice their reaction to it, the feelings, and the thoughts that go through the mind, that either feed the feeling or like reflect, like have a view on the object.
အရေးကြီးတာ reaction မှာသူကအယူဆ idea နှလုံးသွင်းတဲ့စကားပြောအဲ့နှလုံးသွင်းကညံအညံရှိတဲ့လူကနှလုံးသွင်းမှာညံမရှိတဲ့လူကနှလုံးသွင်းမှာအဲ့တော့မှ reaction အချိန်နဲ့ထပ်ဖြစ်တယ
် For all our reactions he says what feeds our reactions is our point of view or our thoughts about what's happening he says somebody who's wise will have some right thoughts a right view and you know that helps to smooth over the emotion but if somebody has any wrong thought he said that starts to feed the emotion and then it starts escalating So what he sees is that more than just watching the sensations of the body, that watching our minds, especially the things the mind feels and the things the mind thinks, the activities of the mind, and how these two interact with each other is much more important and much more useful in life. He says, and once the mind understands many things and is able to maintain its equanimity despite everything, he says, let any experience come, everything is done.
So ုံးခံသွားရင်လည်းအဲ့မှာမိမနဲ့ရောက်ရန်ဖြစ်တယ်သူကဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲဆိုတော့တရားဟောနေတယ်လို့
There's a story.
အဲ့ရန်တော့ကြာတကယ်ဖြစ်ပြက်နော်ဒါဒါဥကြားမှုတဲ့ story ပေါ့လေဒါဥသိန်းတော့သိတဲ့ဘောကြရဲ
There's a story about a famous sailor in Burma called Sumun Sailor.
Because
what he saw was the Dharma.
Why? Because his mind only sees the Dharma. His mind sees the
nature of things. You're showing the nature of dosa.
You mean you nature dosa is the way we mean
that. So he didn't see the personality at work. He saw the nature of the Dharma at work, the Dharma of dosa.
Okay, so the dosa Dharma lo mean it, right?ဒါဘာဝတရားတခုသူကပုံကူတတ်သွားလို့မြင်တယ်။
So he sees dosa as a dharma, not a person.
Nature.
That's nature.
ဒီစိတ်မျိုးဒီဒေါသကိုယ်စီမှာဖြစ်တဲ့ကိုယ်လည်းသူ့လိုပဲဖြစ်မှာ။ဒီစိတ်မျို
း
ကိုယ်စီမှာဖြစ်ရင်ကိုယ်လည်းသူ့လိုဖြစ်မှာ။
Yeah, he says ဒီစိတ်မျိုး
ဒီဒေါသကိုယ်စီမှာဖြစ်ရင်ကိုယ်လည်းသူ့လိုဖြစ်မှာ
။ He says if this dosa arises in this mind, he says then this mind is the same as that.
ကိုယ်ကကိုယ်ကဘာကွာလို့
This is the what would be the difference between the me and
I'm taking one point about you လို့သူတော့လူတိထိုင်နေသူစိတ်ကလူချင်းနေသူကများနေဘာမှသိမကွာသူတတိမထိုင်သူလို့လို့ဖြစ်လာ
There was a Taiwanese monk once who came to practice and as he watched his mind one day he came to the teacher and said he realized that the difference between his mind and anybody elseNothing. The moment he was not aware, his mind was the same as everybody else's. So, what you say makes sense. Was it better to not be in sense of knowing the knower, the one who knows? Was it better to not be in to reduce that sense?We just need to recognize that this sense is present. This is and only when the wisdom, some understanding about the true nature of this inner watcher arises on its own because you're recognizing it, he says, then that will do its work.So he says, when you always recognize that sense of the knower, when it is there, he says, then when that sense is not there, you will also understand it very clearly. You know, reducing things or getting rid of things or views and all, it's not our work. He says, that's the work of wisdom,
understanding.
If we try to interfere with nature doing its own work, he said you start spinning around in circles. So it becomes wrong practice. He says if you don't believe him, he says try it, you'll become tense.
Thank you. မြင်လာရရမြင်လာပြီလား recognize လုပ်လို့ရ
Do you
recognize
that?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.ရှိလားမရှိလားကြည့်လိုက
်
maybe ဖြစ်နိုင်တယ
် there might be attachment if there is one recognize
it and understand
it maybe not,
not to
have and if there is attachment
just attachment ရှိတယ်ရေးမြူးနော
် it doesn't matter if there is attachment it's okay you just want to recognize it
attachment ရှိတယ်လို့သိလေattachment ရှိမှန်တိတော့ဘာဆက်ဖြစ်မလဲ
when you
notice တိတော့ဘာထူးလဲ Last call.
Last
call.
Yeah.
Last one day. Down to eight. Sometimes I notice that attachment feels tense and you know, it's very obvious. I'm wondering about just kind of a simple enjoyment of, say, a pleasant sensation in the body. If you, was, you know, that it feels more balanced, it just feels sort of natural. Like the enjoyment, but it doesn't feel that attached. I'm wondering if you mix, is there a enjoyment without attachment?
Don't worry. So the detail will be there. So a lot of the G's are in a dinner. The detail will be there. I met the cat will be there.မခန္ဓာကိုယ်ရဲ့မခန္ဓာမှုတစ်ခုခံစားမှုကောင်းတယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့ဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုကြည့်မတင်းမှုမရှိဘာဖြစ်လို့ဆိုတော့ကောင်းရုံပဲနည်းနည်း balance ရှိတယ်လို့ဒါပေမဲ့ pleasant တော့ဖြစ်တယ် enjoy လည်းဖြစ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒါတင်းတာလည်းမလာဘူးလေအဲ့တော့ဥစဉ်ဒီတစ်ခုခွဲလာခွဲလာလို့
တဘောချနေတော့ peaceful မရှိဘူးတည်ငြိမ်မှုက equanimity မရှိအဲ့လို agitation ရှိဘယ်ချိန်မှဘယ်ချိန်မှတိမလဲအချိန်မရှိတဲ့ခါကျမှတိလေ
For things that are that subtle you will only know if there was some grief there when that sensation is no longer there then you will notice if you know the mind actually feels the opposite
တယောက်ပြောဘူးလေတချင်းသားဆောင်ဘာဖြစ်ရှိလဲလောဘမှာဘုရားတချင်းဘုရားဖြစ်တယ်ပေါ့တချင်းသားဆောင်ကောင်းနေတာဘာမှဒုက္ခလည်းမပေးဘူးပေါ့အဲ့တော့ဥစ္စာမှာတချင်းဆုံးလိုက်ဘူးလို့ဆိုenjoy လုပ်နေလေရက်သွားဟာပြေရှင်းတော့အဲ့တော့လွတ်သွားတဲ့ခါမှတိဘူးချိန်မှမတိပါမတိပင်မနဲ့ဆင်းရဲတယ်သူမတိတာဘူးမရှိတဲ့ခါကျမှသူက reaction ပဲဒီဘက်ရိုင်းတော့မှတိတယ
် so sometimes when it's very subtle we don't notice it while it's angry because it's pleasant but when it stops having its stimulus like what it needs to feel that way he says then you'll see the other opposite reaction which is aversion because it doesn't have the object
pendulum yes အဲ့တော့သူတရားထူကောင်းနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာတဘောရမ်းကြဦးသိမြောတဘောချိုင်တတိထံတော်ဒီစိတ်ကိုတဘောချတဲ့စိတ်တတိထံနောက်ကျရင်လာတော့မယ်ရုပ်တော်တော်များများထိုင်ကိုကောင်းပြီးပြီတူတဘောချတော့ဒီအချိန်မှာထိုင်ကိုအရှင်ပြေတယ်ဘလို့ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ခုခုကိုကောင်းတယ်လို့ယူဆလိုက်ပြီဆိုရင်နောက်တစ်ချိန်ဒုက္ခဖြစ်တာများ
Whenever you is come to the feeling good about some good experience or you know very excited about something he says watch out you're setting yourself up he says the momentyou know, the mind in any kind of, you know, while it's doing anything, it starts to think, oh, this is going good. If it has that sort of thought, he says the mind has already set itself up for a fall.
No, so, load of time won't pull out.
He says, like, turning on the time bomb.
I'm about to.
It's just not blown up yet.
And at the moment, the opposite experience
comes, then it
blows.
At meal times, when I'm really...
The name of Georgia, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Experience, the name of the name of the name of the Georgia, I'm not sure.
He says, you know, all of you are yogis who are practicing all day. If you really want to talk about your experience, he says, you won't run out of things to say to him. He knows.
Sala chi, go, sala chi, miyai yuan. Yeah, okay.
So if I'm really hungry, and I get the bowl of food, I'm trying to be mindful, but this tremendous, tremendous hunger, and there's a sense of like agitation,
yeah.
And I'm trying to move very slow. it's just part of me that wants to inhale the food.
Like, this ain't the cool one. Ain't a sound. Oh, shoe light in there.
Go on, move, just.
And I'm trying to move really slowly to the table, and but the mind is like so agitated.
And then
after I've eaten like a little bit, my mind calms down because the hunger isn't so strong, and it's much easier to be calmer and mindful. For the first minute or two, it's the wanting is so strong.And I can almost feel like
now nay nay jan chi jan nay nay sa la yin bai sa la le chin ma bai sa la ne sa jin na ne na khu me chao kwe la ayan sa jin me ya daw no tay chain tat twai me ya daw
he agrees with you he says once the hunger is that strong it's very hard to handle so he says tomorrow try this he says try to notice when you start becoming start the mind first starts to feel an edge of hunger. It's not very hungry yet. Yeah. And when you notice that, he says, try to see the difference between
anger and sajina.
Hunger, the feeling of hunger, the physical feeling of hunger, and the desire to eat in the mind. See if you can see the difference between these two.
Yeah, what about?
There's a physical feeling that comes with
okay.
hunger.
Okay, by sarane, sajina ne tula.
Okay, he asks you this.Do you see the difference between wanting to eat and hunger? Just in general broad terms.
I don't think so.
He says, so try it tomorrow.
Okay.
Bai sa da, bai dia ma pu. Sa jina, sit ha ma, aji te jin shi.
He says, is a physical sensation. Right? There's some like sensations in the stomach and stuff like that. But desire to eat, wanting to eat, creates agitation in the mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Agitation, sachi, agitation, allegiance, baisa ra pa ayon byu.
So he says, if you can see this difference, he says, watch that agitation, like not when it's very strong, but like right from the beginning when it wants to start. Yeah, if you can get
it.
And whichever point you start to see the wanting to eat, he said, keep your eye on that. Don't look at the hunger, don't look at the physical sensations, just keep your eye on the agitation of the mind that wants to eat. And if you get it like way before you get to the dining hall, he says, it will never grow to the point that
agitation.
And he says, when you know you think I'm so hungry, he said that just increases the agitation.
Agitation.
That thought really grows the agitation.
Yeah. So it's really noticing and being aware of the wanting.
Yes. Allegiance lo ba di feeling ko ti ta le. Sait ko myan myan chi le. Ai kaung a thin sha le.
He said make it a habit to notice that feeling. Noticing the feelings of the mind is easy because the feelings are so strong.
Very obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just learned that. I just learned that.
He says, make, learn that habit here. He says, because you can use this a lot outside of the world.
It's the same thing, like in the middle of the day, wanting a cup of tea. Like from time like that. The thought of getting a cup of tea just keeps coming over and over again.
Yeah, James. And you know, he says you can get that cup of tea, put it on your table, and watch that mind that wants to drink. It's easy to drink. The desire to understand and the greed to drink it. Which one is strong? So in every moment he says there's so much to learn from. He says, be sure as you all keep practicing there's more and more to see. She was watching her body sensations. She was really watching movement and all. But she began to see the mind too, because I mean, he's already introduced ideas about mind. She started noticing how the mind works as well, although she was watching her body sensation. And one day she was watching herself at the dining table, and she was reaching for something to eat, and she was moving slowly, and she said her mind was going, Yeah, so doing something slowly has nothing to do with having less defilements in the mind. He says, and you know, there are so much more happening in the mind than happening in the body at a given time. He says, so more than watching that hand move, he says, if you could keep an eye on the mind that is, you know, working, he says, that's much more effective than watching that hand
move.
The mind like, works a lot faster than the body.
He
says, we're just watching the body and the mind has let go a lot of defilements much faster than we can keep up.
Thank you. let fit that gives them issue. The maintenance control will be needed. I'm gone. I don't know.
He says, and when you want to think slowly, so mention slowly, because that, if you just, like, because you feel relaxed in that way, it's fine. But he says, if you need to control your movements to be slow, then that's not very So we should be practicing not to slow the body down, he said, but we should be practicing to speed the mind up. So the mind should quickly be able to notice many things and keep up with the way the mind, the body is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.